Hello, Saints. So today we're going to be doing another prophecy read-through here. We're going to be doing prophecies, illustrations, and foreshadowings of Jesus Christ. We're on prophecies 6 through 10. And we're going to keep going through Genesis here. There's a few more in Genesis we need to look at. Just some illustrations, some pointing forwards to the New Testament, pointing forward to the Messiah, Jesus Christ. And I'll start in Genesis 17, verse 19. And God said, Sarah, thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. So if we look in Romans 9, verse 7 for this one. And I like the New Testament, all of the letters and all of the different writings. They point back to the Old Testament by the Spirit of God and say, see, the Lord fulfilled all these things. It's an awesome thing. Romans 9, verse 7 here. And if you have one available, I highly recommend using a paper Bible. You can just see that it is written. And it's an experience that's kind of lost in the digital age. But Romans 9, verse 7. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. So pointing back, Paul's pointing back to Genesis 17, 19. Now we'll move on to Genesis 22, verse 8. And that reads, And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And we can look forward to John 1:29. This is kind of a cool one. The Lord certainly provided a lamb. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John 1:29. And it reads, The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. So that's kind of a cool foreshadowing there. My son, God will provide himself a lamb. He certainly did. I think that's cool. Genesis 22:18 in the same chapter. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. And we look at Galatians 3:16. Galatians 3:16. Galatians 3. It's kind of flipping through the paper Bible. It's kind of a memory test, see where Galatians and all of these books are. Let's see. Ephesians. There it is. Galatians 3:16. And that reads, Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and two seeds, as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. So again, the Spirit explaining the Old Testament, and that's where that whole thing ties in. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Awesome thing. So let's take a look at Genesis 26. 2-5. Genesis 26. 2-5. And it reads, And the Lord appeared unto him and said, Go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of, sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee, for unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father, and I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and I will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. We see a tie-in, Hebrews 11, verse 18. Hebrews 11, verse 18. And I'll read the verses around it as well. I think reading the verses around it is good. So verse 17. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. and he that received the promises offered up his only begotten Son, of whom it was said, that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. Pretty cool. Now the last one for today, Genesis 28, verse 12. And this is Jacob's ladder. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And I'll read verse 13 as well. And behold, the Lord stood above it, and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. So this one's kind of cool, because if you look at John 1:51, I know I say these things are cool a lot, because they are. These cool connections to the Old Testament, to the New Testament. John 1:51. And he saith unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Kind of shows that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. It also shows, if we read on to verse that 13, And behold, the Lord stood above it, and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father. So he descended himself, and took on the likeness of sinful flesh. But you see, it's like he's the ladder to heaven. He's the way to eternal life. And I like that picture. I like that illustration. And we'll end it there for the prophecies for today, 6 through 10. I hope this blessed you today. I hope you can see the images and the pictures more clearly in Genesis. We're almost through Genesis. We'll be moving on to Exodus pretty soon here. But I hope this blessed you today. I hope you have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are. And God be praised.